With information about COVID-19 vaccines evolving rapidly, KUNR recently put on a Facebook Live event in Spanish with a local epidemiologist to address questions and concerns about COVID-19 vaccines. Our bilingual reporter, Natalie Van Hooser, hosted the Q&A, and she spoke with KUNR's Jaden Perez to share highlights from the conversation.
Natalie, this was KUNR's fourth Facebook Live virtual event in Spanish. For our listeners who weren't able to attend or don't speak Spanish, what was it about?
I guided a question and answer session in Spanish with Washoe County Health District epidemiologist Liliana Wilbert. She answered questions shared by community members, and we had listeners from northern, southern, and rural Nevada, as well as other areas of the Mountain West, who wanted to know things like where to go for information about vaccine distribution and if the vaccines are safe.
What were the key topics you discussed?
We focused on general vaccine information and broke down how the vaccines work.
Estas vacunas no afectan o interactúan con nuestra propia ADN.
Here, Wilbert is saying that she hears community members asking if the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines affect our DNA, and she made it clear that that's not the case. We also talked about the importance of receiving both doses of the vaccine, as well as the side effects you might experience. Wilbert said it's important to pay attention to side effects, especially in the first 15 to 30 minutes after receiving the vaccine, and that as you wait on site after getting your shot, medical professionals are there to assist if you do have a reaction.
What are some common misconceptions about COVID-19 vaccines that came up?
We received several questions asking if it's necessary to get the vaccine when you've already had COVID-19. Wilbert says that yes, even if you had COVID, you should get the vaccine. The community also wanted to know if it's okay to get vaccinated if you have a chronic illness.
También es otra de las precauciones que se recomiendan también.
Wilbert's saying that you need to consult your primary care physician because it depends on the illness. In general, it's still okay to get the vaccine if you have a chronic condition such as diabetes. And when you do get the vaccine, Wilbert said you still need to follow COVID-19 protocol, such as mask wearing and physical distancing, because the virus is still being studied. And it's not completely clear to what extent those who are vaccinated can still transmit the virus to other people. She also said the vaccine doesn't have the live virus, so you cannot contract COVID-19 from the vaccine itself. Also of note to some in the community, Wilbert said that your immigration status does not matter, as that information isn't needed to get the vaccine either.
What are some resources available to those who want to learn more about COVID vaccines and their distribution?
The Immunized Nevada website has a vaccine locator, which is available in both English and Spanish. That guide is a statewide list of sites offering COVID vaccines, including some sites in rural communities. For information in Northern Nevada specifically, there's also the Washoe County Health District website, COVID-19WashoeVaccine.com, and the Regional Information Center. These sites have details about local vaccine distribution, safety, and eligibility. At the national level, the website for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has information available in Spanish, too, on things such as the new COVID-19 variants, best practices for mask wearing, and coronavirus research updates.
Natalie, thank you.
Claro, thank you.
KUNR's Spanish engagement work is supported by the Facebook Journalism Project and America Amplified. This event was produced in partnership with Noticiero Móvil. You can find it in the video section of KUNR Public Radio's Facebook page.